We're learning Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis in Krisis, and we're starting from the top of the Amud, the beginning of the Amud. Talar Rabbanan, Ve'im Nefesh. Now, we're trying to ascertain over here, who said Yechayev, Asham Tali on Asham. Okay, so in the Pasuk it says, in the order of Pesukim are, in the parasha, you know, in the Pesukim, like, you know, V'yikra Hey, you know, Yud Gimel Yudal Tezvav, there, is talking about Asham Me'ilos. The next parasha right afterwards is talking about Asham Tali. Okay? Tana Banam, V'im Nefesh, it says, V'im Nefesh, after the parasha of Me'ila, it says the parasha of Asham Tali. L'chayiv al Safik Me'ila is Asham Tali. It teaches us that Yechayiv on Safik Me'ila is Asham Tali. Div Rabbi Kiva. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. V'chom and Paitim. V'chom and you don't bring an Asham Tali on a Safik Asham Me'ila. Because, like Moshe, Asham Tali is usually on a Chatas. Here, Chesh is even Asham Me'ila, so Rabbi Kiva say it is. V'chom say Potter. Let's see the B'yam HaKlaikas. Le'im HaKam Efki. The Rabbi Kiva saw V'alameidin El Yom HaTachten. Rabbi Kiva holds you can learn out the first parasha from the bottom parasha. We're learning out Asham Me'ilois from Asham Tali. Rabbanan Savri ain't le'idim El Yom HaTachten. You can't learn out the parasha on top and the parasha on the bottom. That's the HaKlaikas. Amra Papa. No, the Kuli Yav le'idim El Yom HaTachten. Everyone agrees you can learn out the parasha above from the parasha below. Dim Kane. We know there's a din, you have to shecht and tzafayin. If you look at the parasha, by Bakar, which is the first parasha of Yikra, it doesn't say tzafayin. It says by next one, by tzoyin. And we learn out Bakar from tzoyin. So everyone learns that Elyon Matachtan. So it can't be asked to Machlaikas. Alohachai in time of the Rabbanon, the Patis. What's the Rabbanon hold that you don't bring an Asham Tali and an Asham Elias? How do you know? The Gemara says, Gemiri, learn out mitzvahs. Mechatas. It says by Asham Tali, Va'os achas v'kom mitzvahis Hashem, and it says by Chatas, v'm nefesh echas tachta v'shkogam amaris, v'asos achas mitzvahis Hashem, mitzvahis, mechatas. Ma'al ahalon dov v'shchayom v'zon nekaris v'shoy chatas, just like Chatas is a case where you get chorus, and the shoy chatas, af kol shchayom v'zon nekaris v'shoy chatas. V'shoy chatas, then you bring v'al sveikoy Asham Tali. La'fuke me'ilo, the eich hayom v'zon nekaris, you're not chayiv on zayin and karis. It's Tanya. His is meila. Do amazing by meila. Rabbi Yom Misa. It's only mis deshmaim. Chamar bazara. Evergreen is no karis. So therefore, you learn out Asham meilois is not chayiv Asham Tali. Why not? Because it doesn't fit into the gzeris shava of mitzvahs. So it's a good right to Rabbanu. What does Rakiva do? Rakiva shava ki afina mitzvahs mechatos chaylev lahachiyud afina. By the way, we call chatos a chatos chaylev because that's the usual thing that's a chatos is for chaylev chayiv karis. So what do you learn about mitzvahs according to Rabbi Kiva? Mitzvahs in Chaz Chel, halachu d'afina. And the reference there, ma'al halom b'kvua, af kan b'kvua. You learn out that it has to be a carbon kavua. But even Asham, lafuke oil of a yared loy, just not oil of a yared. So it means, Rabbanon learn out lafuke, anything it's not chayav karas, it's lafuke Asham ilas. And probably also oil of a yared also, maybe. I don't know. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it's called lafuke oil of a yared. Rabbanon Savri in Gzeres Shav LeMechza. Yes, you see, Clara, Rabbanon hold is Gzeres Shav for everything. Gzeres Shav LeMechza. You learn all the things Gzeres Shav. That's exactly the Chatas. It can't be all the Yared. It can't be something that's not Zayin Nekaris. Reg Demar Machal Rekiva Savri. Yes, Gzeres Shav LeMechza. He doesn't know Gzeres Shav LeMechza. What's Shav LeMechza? What's Shav LeMechza? I don't like Shav LeMechza that you don't learn out this, you learn out that. Elokuli Am in Gzeres Shav LeMechza. And really, you should learn out from Chatas that it has to be Chayav Karis. So really, Asham Elois should not have Asham Tali. Until now, we used to learn Mamatzinu Elyon Matachten. So then, the Gzeres Shav can knock it out. But now we say we have a Hekesh, a Vav Moisiv. So Vav V'im Nefesh teaches us that not like the Gzeres Shav. The Gzeres Shav has to be for El Yared because V'im Nefesh teaches us that it's Asham Tali by Asham Ilas. Rabbanim Savri Tachten. Who do you know? We learn from the Vav Tachten and the Gam Elyon La Asham V'Ketzav Shkalim. To learn out that Asham Tali also is two skolim. Don't say by Asham Tali how big it has to be, how much money has to cost. To learn out from the Elyon, Asham is two skolim, just like a regular Asham Elias is two skolim. So Asham Tali also has to be two skolim. Rabbi Kiva Sava ain't Hekesh Mechza. You learn out Hekesh also for that it's the Chayiv Asham Tali. Pregdivar Machal the Bonus Sava, yes, Hekesh Mechza, but Kaimel ain't Hekesh Mechza. We know we can't make Hekesh Mechza, then we're Kulam ain't Hekesh Mechza. V'achayin in time of the Rabbanon, he holds, it's a good hekesh, but the Gemina, mitzvahs, lafuka hekesha, the Gzeres Shava knocks out the hekesh. So Rakiva also agrees to that. So what does Rakiva do? What Rakiva is going to say is that the hekesh has to be for something. And for two skolim, you don't need it. We're going to see in a second why. And therefore, it has to be to teach us that there's an Asham Tali by Asham Elias. Rav Akiva says, Asham v'kesef shkolam nafkaleim v'zayis Torah sa Asham. Torah achas chal Asham is la Asham. The v'kesef shkolam. We learn how Torah achas, that all has to be v'kesef shkolam. And therefore, the Hekesh must be teaching us that yuchayiv Asham tali v'asham ilas. Rabbanan, Afrika, v'kesef zayis Torah sa Asham, still itzir v'mechlev v'im nefesh v'av v'yisav v'yishon, v'yom v'tachtam elyon. Even though it says zayis Torah sa Asham, we still need the vav. And to teach us that yuchayiv, the shir is two shkolam. Why? Because that day we say Torah Achas v'Hashamos. How do we have a Shar Hashamos v'Adoyim? It's only by Hashem. All Hashamos v'Adoyim need two shkolim, and even ones that don't say it before. Shavah Hashem Tali. Even that Sopik Chel of Kasi. This is the Sopik. Emer Lo Yisveik Chomer v'Vaday. Shouldn't be more common than the Vaday. Ma Vaday, which is a Chel of, is Chatas Bastanka. Could be even a Chatas, which is a sixth of a mana of a Sela. Av Sveikoi Osham Bardanka. What should we think? Osham Kosa Bardanka can be more common than Vadai. Therefore, it has a Vav, Hakash Akhman of Menefesh, Vav Mais Bin Rishon. So we're saying, according to Rekiva, you know, from Zoy Taras Osham, sort of Vav teaching us that there's an Osham Tali of Osham Elas. Rabbanan say, Zoy Taras Osham wouldn't teach us for Osham Tali. So you need a Vav to teach us two Shkalim. You need a two Shkalim, you don't have a Makar for Osham Tali, because the Xer Yishav says Mitzvah is Mitzvah, is the Osham Tali is only Chayav, something is only Karas. It's only good if you find the Yama holds the Darshan Tyras. Remember, in the beginning in the Sechs of Nacha, he said, a whole tumult there, the Darshan Zoys Tyras Amincha, Zoys Tyras Asham. Eleman Zoys Tyras Asham, Maik Lemema. What are you going to say? How is Rabbi Kiva going to learn the din of Tushkalim? You learn out the word Ekercha Ekcha, it says by Asham Tali Be'erkecha, and it says by Asham Ilas Be'erkecha, just like there's Tushkalim, here's just Tushkalim. There you'll feed him by aisle aisle. You learn from aisle aisle. So the Gemara at the end of the Mishnah it said that you make a Tanai, you say v'im safek hu, then it's awesome tali. Break the Gemara, my comment, what are you saying? It is a safek, not v'im safek, it is a safek. Om Rava, Tani, im besveikai, I made, if it stays a safek forever, lo oilam hei awesome tali. That's how you read it. He said, if it's a vada, it'll find out it's a vada, let it be awesome vada. If it stays a safek forever, let it be awesome tali. So tomorrow, there's a min heavy al hoyda, maybe al shloihoy. That's what we get tonight. So tomorrow, soif soif, kimis yadalei, when you find out for sure, boila sri ashavadi, you have to bring ashavadi. Tomorrow didn't understand exactly what was going on here. Marava, no, with Divish name, Nilmad, ashavadi, loy boyadi al chila. We learn from here that you can bring ashavadi even before you know for sure, and therefore, you can make it tonight, let it be ashavadi. Let's make a ashal in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's a long Mishnah, but we'll make ashal. Ha'isha shavi achatas oif. Ha'isha brought achatas oif misafik. She wasn't sure if she had a baby. Wasn't sure if it was a pot or a chayiv. And then if you bring the lachis, you can bring achatas oif misafik, but you can't eat it. So im actually nimlika noidla shiol davada. If before malika you found out that it was for sure a baby, then tasen avada. You can do a vada and it can eat it. Can't eat it. Shemincha maybe al hoida, maybe al hoida, because the same thing you bring alsaf, you can bring avada, the same exact carbon. So therefore, if you find out for sure, then you can eat it. Not halacha. Chaticha shechulin is a hektesh. You have in front of you one chaticha shechulin, chaticha shehektesh. Hektesh you can't now eat. Ochal achas mem. You ate one of them. Any day is ma'achal. Potter. You don't bring asham tali. Why not? Because hektesh is asham ilos. That we said before. Rabban hold, you don't bring asham tali, asham ilos. I'm sleeping a bit. Give him chayav asham tali. Give him chayav asham tali. Right, here's a case where a classic case of asham tali ilo. You have a chulin and hektesh. You ate one of them. You're not sure which one you ate. The halacha is for fear of chacham and yipater, because no asham tali and asham ilos. According to Rekiva, you chay ochol es hashnia. Now let's see if you finished, you ate both of them. Maybe asham vaday, because you sure ate milo. Ochol echad or hashnia. One guy ate the first one. Of echad ochol hashnia. The second guy ate the second one. So one of them for sure is oivam milo. So according to the Tanakhama, Rekiva holds that maybe asham tali, then maybe tali. The Rekiva. There's two chatichas, chulin and hektish. We don't know which one is which. Two guys ate it. What's the halacha? One guy for sure ate the v'ashav, it's chayv v'ashav v'adai. We don't know which one. So according to Rav Kiva, each one brings v'ashav tali. The Rav Kiva. Rav Shimon HaMeir, shnei mivi v'ashav echad. They don't bring v'ashav tali. They bring one v'ashav v'adai, and you make a tanai. If it's yours, good. If it's mine, mine. Rav Yesi HaMeir, ein shnei mivi v'ashav echad. You can't make a tanai by v'ashav, because he holds you have to have the idea. And here you don't have an idea. And therefore, either bring the Asham Tali or you don't bring Asham Tali like the Chum hold. You part of Asham Tali on Asham by Mila. So either they both bring Asham Tali, two Asham Tali like a Rekiva, or they bring nothing. Rav Shem will clear the Mishnah tomorrow.
They both ate it at the exact same time.
What?
They both ate it at the exact same time.
Why? Why can they eat it at a different time? Why at the exact same time?
I mean, if one ate it first, then
it's
still a
suffix. One ate first, there's still a suffix. You don't know
which one he ate. So it's not the same suffix anymore, once one of them ate it.
No, so maybe you mean to say like this. The also told us on Chayiv, Echa Mashtei Chaticha. So the second time ate it, so to speak out, Rashi and the Shittu, we got to speak out. We're going according to the Maneman holds, you don't need two Chatichas. For Asim Tali. You don't need two Chatichas, Asim Tali.
According to the Maneman,
this won't be true. Yeah, then the second one won't bring Asim Tali, because you don't bring Asim Tali, you won't have two Chatichas. No, it's still have a sugar of Asim Vadi, but not Asim Tali. Asim Vada, I'm talking about here. Asim Vada. Asim Vada. That's a chiddush of Rav Shimon. You can do that. Yeah, make it tonight. He says, if it's my, if I'm the one that did it, then you might come your chelik.
That's not going to help.
They're paying half, right. They're paying half, but they say you might come your chelik if whoever did that very.
Somebody can only bring this
covenant
if he's on the
time.
You can't bring
Asim Dava. No, the Dava, no.